My loyal and exemplary Parliament. The state opening of Parliament is a symbolic reminder of our democratic system of government. While only in its sixth year of existence, our Parliament builds upon the centuries-old traditions of the Westminster system, a parliamentary form of government that has endured for centuries. While initially favoring nobles and wealthy elites, this system has given way to some of the most democratic nations known today. Australia has endeavored to build upon this foundation, nurturing the development of our democratic way of life to ensure our people are adequately represented in the heart of our nation's politics. For many years, this has been difficult to accomplish. Patchwork communication apparatuses have limited communication and efficiency throughout all branches of the government, affecting Australia's democratic development. Our fair nation has been divided more by communication preferences than by partisan politics. It will be my government's responsibility to address this challenge by developing a single, unified approach to communication for MPs and citizens alike. Important to democracy, too, is transparency. A government cannot function if its people are kept in the shadows of important political developments. While national security is important to any nation's well-being, it must be counteracted with responsiveness to the general public. To that end, my government will work to declassify covert actions undertaken by current and former political figures in Australia, myself included, for the benefit of the Australian people. Speaking of which, I will implement reforms to the bestowal of titles and arms in Australia. Henceforth, succession for future grants of nobility will be regulated by absolute rather than male preference primogeniture. This will not apply to grants made on or before today. My government will work to extend this principle of absolute primogeniture to the throne, which may be inherited by my legitimate descendants, regardless of sex or gender, per relevant legislation passed by Parliament. My government will look to extend this principle of gender equality to grants of arms and to encourage the College of Arms to promote equality in the dispensation of heraldic achievements. Concerning foreign affairs, my government will work to promote stable ties with our neighbors and inter-micronational organizations. These initiatives will elevate Australia's status as a reputable and stable micronation other powers can depend on. 200 borks have been allocated to accomplish the above initiatives. However, my government will accomplish the above using none of the borks allotted. Thus, my government's total expenditure will amount to zero. Now, without further delay, I hereby declare the 6th Parliament of Australia open.